Are you looking to blaze the trail and build or expand your business empire? Welcome to She's Building Her Empire, a place of motivation, inspiration, and innovative business strategies to help increase your income and, more importantly, your impact. Follow your purpose while building your empire with your host and business coach, Stacey Tuschel. Hey there, and welcome to episode number 204 of the She's Building Her Empire podcast. I'm your host, Stacey Tuschel, and welcome to today. We are still in the five-day challenge. So today is day four, all about putting your product out there. Now, every single one of these days is a standalone training, and you will get great value even if you miss the other days. But the good news is you can go back and listen to day one through three as well. So if you want to get all of the emails and all of the recap links so that you don't miss any of the videos, anything that we've done with the challenge, go to bit.ly/launchedin90challenge. All right, so the little sneak peek for you guys. Tomorrow, I might be opening the doors to one of my signature programs, the Profit Mastermind. So you're going to want to make sure you stay tuned because you're going to be hearing about it all about this tomorrow on tomorrow's podcast. But we open the doors around 12:30 Central. So make sure to be checking it out and make sure to be in the Facebook group because that's who's going to hear about it first. All right. If you're ready to listen to today's training, let's tune in to today's Facebook Live. Hey there, we are on day four of the Launched in 90 Challenge. Welcome, Stacey Tuschel here from She's Building Her Empire. Super excited to see you here on day four. Now, if you're joining us for the first time and you're like, oh no, I've missed day one through three, don't worry, because these are all standalone trainings. So you can listen to today's training and still get value out of it. And then you can go back and listen to the other ones later, okay? So first things first, if you're not on the email list and you're not getting each day sent to your email, you're gonna wanna see all of the stuff because it's way more in depth than what we've been sending in the Facebook page and in the recap, okay? Michelle, I'm excited to see you here live too. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to go to bit.ly/launchedin90challenge, and that is where you're gonna get all of the information, okay? You guys have been doing so good. I had so much fun with you guys last night. I jumped on Facebook Live. I'll probably do it again tonight. Tonight will be my last one, though, in the evening. But here's what I want to kind of just cover really quickly. So day one, you discussed what your vision is, what you want to see come out of this launch. And there were some big goals out of there, so I was excited to see that. Then day two was all about your perfect person. Who are we selling to, right? And then day three was products that sell. So actually going into creation mode. Today we're talking about launching it. So before I jump right into today's topic, I do want to go over one comment that I saw in the Facebook group. It's fun to read through these and then be able to discuss them a little bit too. Okay. So day four, or sorry, actually I should say this is from day three. So Layla posted in the group and said, I've been told that the less expensive the program, the less commitment I will experience from my clients. Any input? Okay. So here's what I have said in case you're hearing this from me or you've heard from other people. My thoughts on doing like a free round of a beta test group or something like that, that for me has not had much luck because they're not committed. Life gets busy and they're like, well, I didn't pay for it, so it's not that big of a deal. But if somebody pays to be in your beta group, right, your founding members group, and life gets busy, they at least go, I gotta get in there. Like, I paid for this. I got to get back in there. So I do think there is definitely a different psychological thing going on when somebody pays and when somebody doesn't pay. Now, to say that when somebody, you know, the more expensive, the more invested they are, absolutely, they're going to be more invested. That does not mean somebody cannot take a free beta test group and actually do it and actually invest the time, see results, right? That doesn't mean that somebody can't buy a $47 product and go all in and get phenomenal results, okay? But yes, there is definitely something to say for the more you invest, the more you assume your people are going to want to invest in themselves. I mean, just think about this, you guys. If you bought a $47 product for me, okay, and you bought a $5,000 product for me, which one do you think you'll be more invested in? I mean, to say that, it really wouldn't matter. No. You just spent $5,000. You don't think you are going to make sure you get your butt in that course and start doing it? I'm going to disagree with you if you don't think there's a difference, okay? Yes, obviously the $5,000. But that doesn't mean that the answer here is everybody should charge crazy amounts of money because we're saying your people will be more invested. Yeah, but what if your people can't afford $5,000 or $10,000 yet? That is why we create what we talked about last night, that product suite, and have that customer journey so somebody can try you out at 47 and eventually one day buy the $5,000 product. Does that make sense, you guys? Let me see some hearts or something going on to make sure that makes sense. Okay. Mo said it makes you make time. 100%, because we're all busy. Like, we all get this, right? So I do think money plays a part in this, but that does not mean, you guys, just because it's like, it's kind of like the, you know, yes, it's the norm, but there's always an exception to the norm, right? There's always the one girl in the beta test who you're like, oh my goodness, like she's acting like she paid 10 grand when she's doing it for free. There's always going to be those exceptions, but that does not mean that the majority of people are going to invest in it. That's my two cents on that topic, okay? All right, so if you're ready, let me know if you're ready. Let's jump into day four, okay? So today is all about your actual, like, how are we gonna do this, right? Empire building launch strategies. So we're gonna talk about four ways, and these, from what I would say, are the most common ways, okay? This isn't like, I do these four, you should do them. This is, if you're in the online space and you're kind of paying attention, you're seeing these strategies happen all the time. So I want to talk about the four ways that are the most common, and then I want to talk about some pros, some cons, who it's for. I am not going to sway you to one way or the other. I just want to make sure that you're aware and then figure out what you want to do. Sound good? All right, perfect. So number one, I'm going to talk about the challenge, just because you obviously understand how a challenge works, the five-day challenge, you're in one. This is a very popular method right now. They used to be 30-day challenges. Then it was kind of like 21 days. So I don't know, we shortened it a little bit. Then after 21 days, you started to see some sevens. And now it's like five. And guys, I don't know if it can get much shorter than five. And the reason it's five, you guys, is because first, you want your people to get results. So how many people finish those 30-day challenges? Probably not a lot of them, okay? So that's why we're doing five. It's a Monday through Friday. We're going, listen, you can get some wins in here this week. So that is why you are seeing five-day challenges popping up all over the place, okay? Now, I love challenges. It's just one of my favorite things to do. Again, that doesn't mean you have to do it, but I really like them. And from what you can see in the group, the engagement is really high. People are posting. People are supporting. They're asking questions. Challenge weeks for me are my best weeks in my Facebook group, my Facebook lives, you name it. It is just such a high week for engagement. And I think that's just why I like them so much, because it's fun for me. I love doing this, okay? So with a challenge, okay, there's a lot that goes into a challenge. It's not just like 1 week of your time, right? I have been prepping for weeks, getting all of the emails set up, my content, what am I going to share, what am I going to talk about, every little graphic that you've seen, right? Graphics of like, here's what today, you know, day one is. There are so many systems and strategies behind the challenge. It is not a quick catch me on Facebook Live, right? There's a lot. Now, a challenge also requires you to go live once a day, or at least the way that I do it, one time a day for 5 days in a row. That already might make you say, can't do it, challenge is not for me, I have no interest in going live 5 days in a row. So that is something you can be thinking about. Now, I have taught this to many people, and one of my clients said, I'm not gonna do live, I'm gonna do pre-recorded. So she did it different. She went live on Monday, pre-recorded Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and jumped back in live on Friday for like a little, you know, we finished type party, okay? It worked for her. You can tweak it. You can make it your own. So there's other ways to do it, okay? So that is kind of the gist of a challenge launch. And if you guys have any questions on any of these, go for it. Start putting them in the comments. I will stick around to answer these, okay? So the challenge, well, I think we can kind of put that one away because I think you kind of get it. You're in one. You know how it works. Now, launch method number two is the webinar model, okay? You might have seen them called masterclass, web class, webinar. It's the same thing, okay? Usually it is like a 1 day, 1 hour live webinar where you jump on, you introduce yourself for a little bit, you talk about the content, you're giving value, and the last 15 minutes or so, you are pitching a product and then answering some questions at the end as well, okay? So this webinar model, this is a great model too. I know lots of people who are selling on webinars and doing a pretty great job at it, okay? Now, with this, what's nice is it's just 1 day, one time. You can do more, but you don't have to, right? You're building up to this one masterclass and you can always do more if you would like. So this might be something right there that makes you go, I'd rather just do it one time for an hour and be done, okay? Now, with this webinar, you probably don't want to promote a webinar, and I should say this with a challenge too. So you probably don't want to promote a webinar longer than a week beforehand because people don't like make plans 2 weeks out when you're talking about web classes and webinars, right? They kind of look at their calendar for this week and then decide if they're going to come or not. If you promote it 2 weeks out, you probably aren't going to get any better attendance. You're not even going to get a lot of people to sign up that first week when you're advertising it because it's so far away, okay? So with the challenge, this might seem weird, but with the challenge, I do advertise it for 2 weeks. I start talking about it while I'm on my Facebook Lives. Because it's a week, it feels a little bit, I think, more, you got to mark your calendar down. You're talking 5 days. It's a little different than just one, okay? So that is kind of how I look at that with the webinar model. I would say it's definitely not as, it's not as calendar intense when you're looking at your schedule, okay? Elizabeth just said, would you ever do a masterclass to feed into a 5-day challenge? The good thing about this is, Elizabeth, you can do anything. You can try any way to do it. Now, what I do is I usually do a 5-day challenge and then I do a webinar the next week. Okay. So you will see me do that, but I'll give you more details in a little bit. So that's usually what I like to do. Because on the webinar, you usually sell something. So I don't know if you'd want to go from webinar selling to the 5-day challenge. Like it kind of feels a little backwards to me, but that doesn't mean it couldn't work and doesn't mean you couldn't try it. Okay. So that is something you could do for sure. Okay. Dina said, what are your thoughts on charging for a webinar? So really great. I've actually done a few paid webinars. It was kind of like I wanted to go a lot deeper. And I really want, it wasn't for me to get like brand new people. It was for me to give value to current people, right? And just dive in deep and train. So I did a webinar for, I think I did like a 90 minute webinar. I think I did like for $197. But again, it was, what was I teaching? What was the value, right? And then I did another one for like $97. And those were good. And it was very easy to sell those because people want to dive in deep and they're looking to really get deeper in on that specific topic. But the cool part is they know they're not getting pitched. You don't need to introduce yourself. I basically jumped on and said, hey, I'm Stacy. Let's do this, right? Versus my backstory for 10 minutes. So I like paid webinars, but they're more for current people than they are for brand new people. You definitely could get brand new people into it as like a tripwire, but then you definitely want to make sure it would be on the cheaper side. I probably wouldn't be pitching $97 and $197 to brand new people. Mine were higher priced, but it was people that knew me and that wanted to pay for it, okay? Okay, so that's the webinar launch, and it kind of ties in a little bit with the challenge launch because you'll see that I'll do a webinar too. Let's talk about the video series. So a video series is a pre-recorded video series, okay? It is kind of like the original, like Jeff Walker product, oh my goodness, I feel bad that I just totally forgot what it was even called, product launch formula. It's like one of the first online courses I ever bought like years ago. But here's what it is, okay? It is 3 value videos and then the 4th one is a sale, okay? So it's like Tuesday and a video goes out, everybody gets it on Tuesday. You don't have to even do it like that. You really could have it be evergreen, but we're talking launches, so I'll pick days. So Tuesday, video one comes in your email inbox. Thursday, another one comes in. Next week, Tuesday, another one. So you see I'm spacing this out that far. And then maybe Wednesday, immediately after, another video, but it's actually going to sell you into a program, okay? These are always usually pre-recorded. I haven't seen any of them live yet. Mostly pre-recorded because they're scripted, and they are scripted because they are written in a way that wants you to buy at the end of that fourth video. Okay. So it's a great model. It is working for a lot of people. You have seen like Marie Forleo do this video series. That's how she launches her B-School. So many people do it, you guys. Like, it's, they're everywhere. Okay. So it's usually like, they can be short, sweet, 10-minute videos. Some of them I've seen are like an hour. It's up to you what you think you want to do, what you think your people want to do. You decide. Okay. So any questions about that? What's cool about that one is that can be done at any time, right? Cause you're pre-recording it. So you pick your schedule. You make sure the kids are out of the house. That your house is clean, not something you have to do all the time. Okay. So that's kind of cool too. Then the next one is a Facebook Live series, okay? So doing a series where maybe you're doing it for the month and every Tuesday you jump on and you've got value, sell the last one of the month. Or maybe you're doing it 3 days next week and you've got a Monday, Wednesday, Friday. It doesn't matter, right? You just make your Facebook Live feel bigger than just like, hey, I'm jumping on Facebook Live today. It's like, no, guess what? Next week, we have an extra special week. You're going to see me on Monday, Wednesday, Friday at this time, and we're talking all about whatever it is. And then at the end of Friday, now you can go to pitch something, okay? So again, that one, it's because Facebook Live is involved. For me, I send my kids to daycare 3 days a week, okay? So I strategically pick my lives when the kids are out of the house, okay? And then on a challenge week, when it's 5 days in a row, I send my husband out with my kids to go, okay, just hang out with them for like an hour and then come back in, okay? So it just depends on what works for you, okay? Okay, one of my challenges is getting comfortable monetizing my product. How do people feel about being pitched to? Okay, that's a good question. Fair enough. So Elizabeth, I think if you are having your perfect person listening, right? If she is listening to you, and you are giving her value, she's going, tell me more. So what about this program, right? She's not offended or turned off. And if she is, guess what she gets to do? She gets to hit end on the Facebook Live. She doesn't have to keep listening to you. She can just stop. So that's the cool part, you guys. If you feel like, oh my goodness, I feel like I keep talking about the right product, I should stop. You don't stop. You talk about it. You serve. Even if there's one person that wants to sit and listen, the other people get to leave. Okay. So I think you've got to kind of get over that fear of, oh my goodness, that one person doesn't want to hear me. Okay. But the other 50 are waiting and listening. Give, like, focus on them and let the other people go because they're showing up to your stuff, right? They don't need to be there. On my webinar, I actually say, this is for you if X, Y, Z. This is not for you if you're going to be upset if you hear me like basically share information about one of my programs at the end. Like if you don't want to hear about that, just jump off now. Like don't listen to this free webinar if you're not going to want to listen to me talk about something else that I'm doing. Okay. So that's what I would say about that. Okay. But I really, really believe if you have somebody listening to an entire webinar or 3 days of your challenge or 2 days of your Facebook Live series or, you know, anything like that, they're not going to be offended when you share an opportunity to work with them later. Okay. So that's what I have to say about that for sure. So here's what I want you guys to do today. And I'll stick around for some more questions. So don't head out yet, but here's what you can do. Four questions. Question number one is important. I said, how much authority do you have in your niche right now? Okay. Why did I say that? Because I think that the way that you pick your launches, the way that you're launching, I should say, that matters. So for me specifically, if I'm like, oh, I'm going to do a Facebook Live. Okay, well, I've got to be thinking like, do I have enough people to be jumping on those Facebook Lives? Am I building my list? Am I building my following? Which one should I be doing? Because all of these, you want to make sure that people know, oh, great, she's got a masterclass going on. Oh, it's paid. I'm going to sign up. You know, should you be charging yet or should they still be free? We just talked about that a little bit. So I really want you to kind of say, okay, well, I'm kind of new. I think this one might be better for the way that I'm doing it. Or no, I really could sell a paid version of this specifically. Okay. Morgan, I've got a private practice and have built my Facebook page to 200 people. However, to take my business online, do I build a following online? Okay, so here's what I would say to that. Because you have a local business, right? And she's saying, like, does she need another fan page? Can she do it here? Well, here's my question for you. Everything that you put out there, value, can it benefit everybody? Okay, I would say probably yes. Now, there will be some things where you do specials and like local people, it wouldn't mix or match. But you could say like, hey, local special for my private practice is this, or online, I've got this program. What's cool is local people can buy your online stuff. Obviously, online people can only do your local stuff. But what's the difference for me? I do private one-day intensives, but you come to me, right? So technically, that's kind of a local thing. But people fly here to see me, right? So you could do something like that. So I would say, Morgan, for right now, you could probably build just one fan page versus having to do both. And then I do think, though, your local people should know that you're doing stuff online. I have seen people do this, and local customers turn into online customers because they actually like the virtual trainings or things like that sometimes too. So just a note on that, okay? All right, number two, what's the urgency of your offer, okay? Why would somebody buy now, okay? Why would somebody buy now? Like, what would be the reason somebody gets it today and not next week, next month? Like, what's the reason? That is why I love launches, okay? Because with launches, there's a reason to do it right now, right? It closes on Monday, or fast acting bonus of this, or bonus is only around for the next 7 days, so hurry and get it now. Price is going up. These are all just examples of things you can use, okay? So why now? Maybe you have a limit. Maybe you only offer something and only 50 people can get it, or 5 people can get it, whatever that is. Like, what's the reason, okay? The next one I wrote is, how much time can you devote to this launch? Because you may not be able to do a challenge for 5 days and be present for 5 days. And I mean, look how much I'm in the Facebook group, Facebook Live. I'm all over the place. I have Instagram stories going on. Can you devote that much time? It may not be a good fit for you. Maybe you want to do the pre-recorded, or maybe you're going, no, I love what she's doing. I want to do the same model. Okay. Number four, what does your audience prefer based on their lifestyle? So not just like, what do you want to do? What do they want to do? Okay. So I know somebody who does a challenge and she does all pre-recorded videos because she doesn't want her audience to feel like they have to show up at a certain day and time, because she knows they're very, very busy and they will get to it when they can get to it. So all of her videos go out in an email and it's just watch it when you can. Okay. So that is working for her people because of their lifestyle, their free time, personal choices, activities, etc. So think about your people too. Like, who can do this? I used to do 2 lives every day. I know it sounds so crazy. One at 9 a.m. and one at 9 p.m. because I pulled my audience and it was like half and half of when they wanted me to go live. So I felt like, you know, I should do that and go live for both, because I have a lot of 9-to-5ers that need in the evening, and I have a lot of people that are home during the day. They're like, just give me the stuff during the day. So I did it twice, okay? And when I was doing it twice, it was exhausting, first of all, because I was on there till like 9:30 at night, right? I didn't love it. And then when I switched to just noon central, my people said, thank you, because that was exhausting for us. We felt like we had to be on there 2 times because we didn't want to miss anything, okay? So that's why I don't have anything scheduled in the evening, and I jump on for fun when I want, if I want, right? And we're just casually talking. It's not like content. So before, it was content, and that was really tough for people. So now it's like, these are bonuses. Jump on if you want to, and if you don't, you don't need to. So people like that better when I did it, okay? And I know some people on here now were on last night. So it's totally up to you if you want to do it. It's kind of like whatever time you have, that's what you should put into it. So those are some big questions that I want you to be thinking about. And I also want you to think about number one, because I don't want it to be a negative feeling of how much authority do I have within my niche right now? I have nothing. I have no following. Okay, well, guess what? That's great, because launching is going to help you get that authority, right? It's going to help you grow your list. So there's a lot of cool stuff it's going to do for you when you launch. So it doesn't matter what that answer is. I just want you to think of, okay, well, which one would make the most sense? Could I get people to jump on a live? Could I get them to jump on a webinar? What do you think? Okay. All right. Has anybody on here, I'll ask this question. Has anybody on here signed up for the challenge that did not know me before the challenge? Like you just met me 4 days ago or whenever you signed up. How many of you on here are in that position? Because this will help people see, can you get brand new people to sign up? Okay, you see the hearts and likes here? And I had somebody in the Facebook group yesterday say, how did I not know who you were like X amount of days ago? Okay, Michelle, Morgan, so a lot of you, Elizabeth, okay. So these are all new people. Oh my goodness, you guys. Okay, how do I, is it Finice? Am I saying that right? Portia, okay. So you guys, oh, perfect, Raquel, a bunch of you. Oh my goodness, like everybody, Teresa. Okay, so look how cool that is. So if you're going, can I do it? Can I really do a challenge? Tracy, Stephanie, the list is just like going. Pamela, oh my goodness. Okay, how exciting is that? That they did not know who I was before Monday's challenge started. Okay, perfect. Thank you, Finice. So, all right, that is why I want you guys to be thinking about, could I really do this? Like, why would anybody join my challenge? Well, they did it. They didn't know me, right? Okay, so perfect. That like makes me so happy that that many people just said that. And that just proves to everybody listening that you absolutely could be doing any one of these, you guys, any one of them, okay? All right, so perfect. Okay, so I think what I want you, I know what I want you to do today is get to work, get going on this. I really want you guys to answer those questions, post in the Facebook group, and make sure to hashtag it. So launched in 90 and then day 4. And then I'll be checking those later today. Now, tomorrow, I'm going to give you a heads up. Tomorrow, what is happening is I'll jump on here again at noon central. And then after I jump on, I will be sharing, no surprise here, I will be sharing information on the Profit Mastermind, which is one of my signature programs. Hey, Mel. And I'll be sharing information on that. I know some of you are patiently waiting. I've been making you wait till Friday. So I'll be diving in deep tomorrow. We're talking about three like just horrible things you should not be doing with your launches, okay? Things that I cringe when I see people doing and I'm like, I know that's not working, okay? So we're gonna be talking about that tomorrow. So you have got to make sure that you are not jumping into a launch thinking you've got this and then you do 1, 2, and 3 here, okay? All right, so don't worry. Oh, Dina, don't worry. And we will make sure that the recap link, you guys, is still gonna be working throughout the weekend so that anybody who has to play catch up, you're good to go. You'll be able to go back and watch those videos too, okay? All right, any other questions before we go? I think we covered pretty much everything today. I feel like, yeah, you guys got it. You're doing so great in the Facebook group too. Perfect. Yes, definitely, Dina. Okay. No problem, Michelle. No worries. Okay. Elizabeth said, what can I expect to pay successfully to successfully promote this first launch? I think others have asked, but I'm not sure there's no one set answer. How much to pay to like advertise it, do a launch, etc. I'm assuming that's what you mean. Okay. So the answer is, first of all, it's such a wide range. You can literally spend $0 and you can spend like tens of thousands of dollars. Okay. So like, how is that possible? Well, there are people that will just organically talk about it on Facebook. If they have an email list, they may email it out. Or if they have a Facebook group or they jump on Facebook Live. I have people that have like spent nothing and they just announce something and that people are paying them in PayPal and they're jumping in Facebook groups. So I have seen it several times of people spending nothing. Now, usually when people come to me, they're like, well, just what should I get? What should I invest in? There are definitely some bare minimums of things that I would recommend that will help your success, like certain tips and tools and things like that that we can cover. Little basic things, guys. Like you need to be growing an email list. If you don't have something to be collecting emails, you need to get that for sure, okay? So that is like the number one thing. Usually the second thing that we use is a landing page service, okay? Right? We use something where we like tell them, go check it out. So then I'm like, hey, go to my 5-day challenge. You're going to a landing page. I'm grabbing your email, right? Those are two big things that you, and that are, you guys, are so cheap. Like if any of you are going, oh, this is so much money. This is so expensive. I come from the brick and mortar world where I had to pay like $1,500, like this was 15 years ago. I paid $1,500 a month to rent out this like little crazy little small space to just run the business. And then I had to pay for heat and electric and like the phone and the internet. And like, trust me, that's expensive. You know what's not expensive? An online business that is running out of my home for, I mean, less than $100 a month. You have like every tool you need, right? Or at least to get you started and to get you making money. All right. So don't worry about that. Oh, Dina, good question. No. So I am going to be doing a webinar next week. I'll be getting you guys information on that this weekend, but that is not the program. Yeah. No. The Profit Mastermind is what we are opening the doors with tomorrow. Yeah. But the webinar is other additional content that goes with the challenge that will help you out next week too. Okay. All right. I'm going to answer this last question. So should we use a landing page versus our website for email building? Okay. So some people do use their website. I actually have a client right now that is using her website, but she knows how to do this stuff, or she has somebody that does it. You want to make sure that it's something just user-friendly for you to get in there and do it, or somebody on your team to do it. So that's why people like lead pages or ClickFunnels, because it's so easy, okay? Versus your WordPress or Squarespace, sometimes not that easy. So you absolutely can do it. But the big thing about a landing page, you guys, is don't have it be like your website where it's like home, about me, programs, this, that. You want them to go and just see one option. I'm having a challenge, opt in here. Like that's it, right? That's what a landing page is. It's super, super easy. They call it an opt-in page, a squeeze page, because you're trying to like get their email address. That's pretty much it. You can absolutely create that on your website, but you may not know how to do that, which means it's sometimes easier just to build through like a landing page site. Plus, eventually you're going to have so many of these landing pages and sales pages and all these funnels and stuff that you're not going to want to have everything sitting on your website. It'll get really confusing really fast. So yeah. Okay, so I think that's it, you guys. I think you're doing amazing, and I cannot wait to see you guys actually getting today's done to pick which one do you want to do, okay? Oh, yeah, because I put, what does your audience prefer based on their lifestyle? So I'm asking you, like, which one are you going to pick? Like, I want you to shout it out day four, which one you're actually going to do. If anybody knows which one they want to do right now, let me hear it. So challenge, webinar, pre-recorded series, like video series, I would say video series or, Facebook lives. I would love to see that. Okay. Really quick. I'm going to read this and then I'm going to jump off. Oh, you're so welcome, Elizabeth. Oh my goodness. Okay. Dina said, or not Dina. Who's that? Is that Mo? Mo said, not easy at all. I'm assuming she's talking about her landing page on our website. That is so funny. Okay, cool. Lots of them coming in. So Morgan said webinar. Elizabeth said challenge. Julie, pre-recorded. Venice, challenge. Dina, pre-recorded series. Portia said webinar and pre-recorded series. Great. Yeah, you guys can mix and match these too if it makes sense for you. Alicia said challenge. Tracy, pre-recorded. Raquel, Facebook Live. I know. And so, okay, that's a great point. Elizabeth said, I want to do them all. So here's how you do them all, you guys. You get started with one, you get it working, you get it going, right? And as you've perfected it and you can continue to do it, because I don't do my challenge every single week, right? I haven't done this challenge. Finice just asked, oh, when's the next time you're doing this challenge? The last time I did this challenge was back in May, okay? And I know that my next challenge coming up is my challenge called Plan to Profit. So, and I mean, look how far away those two were. Plan to Profit was one I did last year. I haven't done that one since last November, and I loved it. It was like my favorite one. Everybody like just jumped in. So we're going to be doing that one next. So how often are we doing these? It's up to you first, but after the challenge is done, I can focus on a webinar launch, or I can focus on a pre-recorded series, right? I can do whatever I want with these, and that's the beauty of it. You don't have to just pick one. You pick one first, let's get it going, and then we can be looking at other options too. And you can experiment with your audience. Maybe you do webinars and it's crickets and nobody's showing up, and then you do Facebook Lives and they're just like blowing up, okay? That's why we test and see what works for us, okay? Okay, perfect. All right, you guys, I am going to head out. I actually have my mastermind. I'm in a paid mastermind that I attend, and it is our monthly call today. So I'm super excited to catch up with my friends. Somebody asked in the group yesterday, what is a mastermind? Which is so good that somebody asked that, because I forget that's just not a word that everybody knows. So I joined my first mastermind when I was 21. And guess what? When I was 21, I had no idea what a mastermind was. So I'm sorry that I forget that other people don't know that either. So first of all, a mastermind is something very common. You will hear a lot now that I said it. You'll hear it a lot in the business space. A lot of us, we like to get in these small groups of like-minded individuals. So usually we have some sort of common goal or common, something about us like ties us together. So I've been in a mastermind group with like all dance studio owners before. I've been in one where we all were in like the children's industry. I'm in one now where it's all online entrepreneurs. So do you see how we have this common bond? So we get together, whether it's weekly or monthly or in person or on the phone, or there's so many options, right? You get together and now we're just like networking and brainstorming together and learning and sharing. And I love them. Like, I have always been in a mastermind for the last decade. Okay. 12 years actually. So I really am so excited she brought that up, because it's something you should be aware of. And now that it's one of those things where you buy that car and then you see the car everywhere. Now that you've heard what a mastermind is, you'll hear about it all the time, because we love them. Like, they're so, So Stephanie just said Napoleon Hill. Yeah. So, in the book, Think and Grow Rich is where he brings up a mastermind, and he has like this professional description of what it really is. I just kind of like, I don't want to say dumbed it down, because I'm not dumbing it down for you. It's the way that I phrase it as. It's something that I've always enjoyed being a part of, because these people inspire you and you get to stretch one another. So that's pretty cool as well. So, all right, you guys, thank you for joining me on day 4. I'm so excited for day 5 tomorrow. We are wrapping up a phenomenal 5 days together. So thank you so much for your support and your commitment to the challenge, okay? If you still need to go grab those emails, go to bit.ly/launchedin90challenge. In the Facebook group, She's Building Her Empire, we also have the recap page where you can go watch the videos, get caught up. The emails are more detailed though. So if you're not getting those emails, you're going to want to see those too, okay? All right, guys, thank you so much. I can't wait to share more with you tomorrow and kind of include you in on the Profit Mastermind that is coming your way tomorrow. All right, bye, guys. We appreciate you joining us for this episode of She's Building Her Empire. Be sure to join the free Facebook community at shesbuildingherempire.club. For more free content, videos, and rock-solid business advice to build your purposeful business and take it to the next level, please visit shesbuildingherempire.com. We look forward to helping you build your empire, create an everlasting impact, and live the life of your dreams. Until next time.